USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A sudden rise in the post-COVID-19 vaccine death reports is not correct and was a result of an error, according to the CDC on Friday. The Food and Drug Administration had received 12,313 reports of death among those who received the COVID-19 vaccine. But a CDC spokeswoman said the number the agency has displayed on its website is not correct, and the actual number is about half the false number. China's devastating floods from heavy rains this week has a death toll in the 30s as of Thursday. Cleanup efforts were underway in Hunan province and the capital city, Zhengzhou, on Thursday, after a record-breaking rainstorm flooded the city's streets and subway system. Pacific Gas and Electric, California's major energy provider, announced plans to bury 10,000 miles of its power lines in an effort to prevent sparking wildfires at a projected cost of $15 billion, with a B, dollars. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
President Biden on Wednesday spoke to a half-empty auditorium while doing a CNN town hall event in Ohio. TV viewers to CNN were misled to believe the event was packed at Mount St. Joseph's University in Cincinnati. It was not. CNN spokeswoman Lauren Protopis said this was a typical audience size for a CNN town hall. She did not elaborate for the reason of the small crowd size. The January 6th Commission takes a partisan leap, Tim Berg reports.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is laying into Speaker Nancy Pelosi for refusing to let two Republicans serve on a panel investigating the Capitol attack.
House Democrats must answer this question. Why are you allowing a lame duck speaker to destroy this institution? This is the people's house. Not Pelosi's house.
Pelosi saying Republican Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana and Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio would hurt the integrity of the probe.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled two of the five Republicans from the GOP selection to investigate January 6th. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy now calls Pelosi's partisan panel a sham.
Denying the voice of members who have served in the military. Jim Banks, a Navy veteran who served in Afghanistan. Serves on HASC, chair of the largest caucus, the Republican Conference. And law enforcement, as well as a leader of a standing committee. Jim Jordan isn't ranking of just his first committee. He's done it before. Jim Jordan has served on select committee and serves on one now. Made it undeniable this panel has lost all legitimacy and credibility. And it shows exactly what I warned back at the beginning of January, that Pelosi would play politics with this. For more than 6 months, you have a better example of the Senate. Bipartisan. Schumer didn't pick who went on as the Republicans. They already have the report done by two different committees. Two main questions. Why was the Capitol so ill-prepared for that day when they knew on December 14th they had a problem? And what have we done to make sure that never happens again? Pelosi has created a sham process. Unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republicans, we will not participate. But we think it's too important. Why would they jeopardize the lives of the Capitol Police? We will run our own investigation.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.